Okay, we're going to share an idea on Magid from a few different places, primarily Sif Seichin and the Maharal. In general, obviously we know the Seder is one of the quintessential chinuch experiences, the way we experience our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, as well as that how we give it over to our children. And it's interesting that the night is filled with very physical symbolism. I guess physical acts that are deeper than what meets the eyes. Matzah has a deeper meaning, and karpas, and maror, and yachas, and all the different steps, and all the different activities of the night, so to say. What's interesting, though, is that if we would bring them all together, really we see two different themes. And the first one is slavery. And the second one is obviously freedom. What's interesting, though, is that you see the same theme running to, at times, through the same items. For example, matzah. Matzah, we know, is free man's bread. It's mamish, it's the siman that we left Mitzrayim. It's the greatest simcha that we get to eat matzah. On the other hand, it's called lechemoni. It's poor man's bread. Matzah has this double-sided aspect to it. There's the karpas and the charusa. Karpas, dipping in salt water. It was bitter times. It was difficult times. It was tear-filled times. Charusa. It's like the cement. The cement of Mitzrayim, it's supposed to remind us of the bricks that we build, the cement. Not a fun time. But at the same time, manish tanal, we don't just dip twice to remind us of the bad times. We dip twice because we're free. And when people are free, when people want to live a more luxurious way, like most of us are zocha live, we dip things. Right? Like nowadays, we kind of take dipping for granted, but all the sauces and all the... I'm saying, like, the food is more of a vehicle for the sauces than the sauce is just secondary. The food really, and sometimes even becomes secondary. And that's a free man's mentality. When I'm so focused on the way food tastes, it's because it's very available to me. If food isn't readily available, oleinu, or not an abundance of it, I don't really care about its taste. I need nutrition. I need to live. But when I start dipping, when I start, I want it to taste this way, I want to taste that way, I want things to... So that's a free way of living. It's a luxurious way of living. So if charus and karpas on the one hand show us an aspect of slavery, on the other side they show us an aspect of freedom. Maror is, okay, so we have the bitterness of maror. But then we have hasiba, where we lean. Another aspect of freedom, the arbakosos, and there's so much symbolism going both ways. So the question is, like, which one is it? Obviously, the answer is that it's both. But how do we experience this, and why do we experience it this way? So, the Maharal writes in the Sefer Netzach Yisrael, in the first chapter, that in order to understand light, we have to understand darkness. Or should say, a little bit better, a little bit sharper, in order to experience light truly, we have to experience darkness. In order to experience sweet, we have to experience bitter. In order to experience joy, we have to experience heartbreak, really. That's why on Seder night, we matchil b'gnus b'mesayim b'shevach. We start with the difficulty. We start with the pain of avadim hayinu b'mitzrayim. Avadim hayinu l'paro b'mitzrayim. We're mamish slaves in Mitzrayim. And we go down to the depths. We go down to the depths of understanding. What does that mean we're Mitzrayim? And hopefully, part of the goal is understanding what that means for us, obviously, today. And how do we really understand what was going on there, and how do we relate to it, and how do we, unfortunately, this year it's more relatable than maybe the past few years for the nation as a whole. That being said, though, this is all one part of one Seder. This is all part of one experience. The downs in order to illuminate the ups. If we don't experience the downs, it doesn't mean that we don't have downs. Everyone has down points in their life. But what it means to experience the down points, it means to be present with them at times, as much as we're able to. It means to understand that even in these dark times, a person might be going through in their life, or they once went through in their life, that it's okay to have difficulty, that it's okay to feel pain, that it's okay to know that although the Ribbono Shel Olam loves us, and He always does what's good for us, that we're still in pain. In fact, the recognition of that then enables us, when we're redeemed from this pain, to feel the joy of such redemption. That's why the Gemara in Yerushalmi says that only a person who mourns over the base of Migdash will rejoice when it's rebuilt. Because I don't think Chas V'Shalom it's a curse that if a person doesn't mourn the Beis HaMikdash, they're not going to make it to Mashiach, they're building the Beis HaMikdash. No, I think maybe on a deeper level it's teaching us that we're not going to appreciate it. We have to realize what's missing. We have to realize what we're lacking. We have to realize what's broken if we really want to appreciate what when it becomes fixed. Maybe that's what Rabbi Nachman is alluding to when he says that a person needs to be besimcha tamid, always be happy. That if a person would hear, always be happy with what we're saying now, it's like, why would a person always be happy if they're experiencing the ups and the downs? And simcha is not happiness, it's but a positive perspective. But Rabbi Nachman also says that a person should take a sha achas nayom, a moment, a day, an hour, whatever it is for each person, whatever's helpful to them, and mom should be brokenhearted. Brokenhearted over the gullus, brokenhearted over the isolation, brokenhearted over all the pain Am Yisrael is going through, all the pain the world's going through. To mamish be present with that, to feel it. Not to live with that constantly every second of our lives, because it's very difficult to live that way. It's very difficult to serve Hashem that way. It's very difficult to be interacting with human beings in the proper way. When we're constantly being brought down. And it's hard. Everyone has their own avodah. Some people it's easier for, some people it's much harder for, because they have much harder situations that they're going through at that time. But I think the point is that matchil begunos, experience the downs, experience it. Because once you experience the highs, you realize that it's all part of the same Seder. It's also part of the same picture, as the Seder is then a microcosm for our greater life in general. Hashem should bless us to truly be present with these the different emotions that we're supposed to trying to evoke within ourselves throughout the Seder. Difficult emotions at times. Difficult emotions of slavery and of being bound up and being separated from where we truly would like to be. And in order so we that we're also able to experience, in addition to these real feelings of difficulty, the feelings of or, the feelings of light, the feelings of halal and hoda. Thank you so much for joining. Chag Sameach.